This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 90210. I'm sorry. I'm looking at 90210. Very, very sad news. I used to watch 90210 in the 90s. Luke Perry, who was one of our favorites on the show, has apparently died after having a stroke at the young age of 52. And I'm a little heartbroken by this. This was not something that I think any of us expected. He played Dylan, for those of you who remember, and he was kind of caught in some love triangles on the show. And great actor, fantastic actor, gorgeous, you know. And unfortunately, he suffered from a stroke in his Sherman Oaks home last Wednesday. And he had remained there under observation. Now, he has a 21-year-old son, Jack, 18-year-old daughter, Sophie, and he is survived by his fiancée, Wendy Madison Bauer. She was at his side from what we understand. And the funny thing is he had originally been on Another World. There was a 10-episode run of Another World before then, you know, shooting to fame as, you know, Dylan McKay. And Beverly Hills 90210 went on for 10 seasons. And, you know, we still don't know why this happened. We don't know what the cause of the stroke was. He played alongside Jenny Garth, Jason Priestley, Tori Spelling. He was also in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was in The Fifth Element. I don't remember him in The Fifth Element. I remember Bruce Willis. And, I have to think about that. He also did voices for Johnny Bravo, The Simpsons, The Incredible Hulk. And, he was in the latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, with Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, and Margot Robbie. He was also an advocate for colon cancer because he had precancerous growths during the 2015 colonoscopy. So, you know, stroke is something that just, it's one of those diseases that, you know, unfortunately we take for granted. And when we look at stroke, we, you know, kind of divide it up into two types. You have those that are the hemorrhagic stroke, where you have a bleed to the brain, or you have the thrombotic ischemic stroke, which is more common. Now, we talk a lot about stroke in May because that's, you know, American Stroke Month and National High Blood Pressure Education Month. And the reason why those are combined is because one of the biggest risk factors is high blood pressure. You know, they say every 40 seconds, somebody in the U.S. suffers a stroke. High blood pressure puts one at risk for stroke. So, you know, when you have long-term high blood pressure, it prevents very adequate blood flow. And if the most common cause of stroke is a lack of blood flow to a certain area, or a bleed to the brain, which again causes lack of blood flow to the area, we find that high blood pressure can be a risk factor for both. 80% of all strokes fall under ischemic, 20% bleed to the brain. Now, going to the ischemic stroke category, a lot of people get these plaques. They arise from arteriosclerosis that break off and travel to the smaller vessels of the brain. And these plaques, if you have them in the, you know, if you, you know, unfortunately have them in the arteries going to the brain, you probably have them, you know, going to the heart. So many people may have a heart attack before they get their stroke. Now, what are some symptoms of stroke? Well, you got to be careful. If you have a family member who has weakness on one side of the body, loss of balance, numbness on one side of the body, slurred speech, vision issues, headache, facial droop. You know, some people, they'll just have some facial droop. And you're like, you know, well, where did that come from? Well, again, that's because you have lack of innervation because of the brain innervating the part of the body. And it's the opposite side. So if you have left-sided weakness, it's probably a right-sided stroke. Likewise, right-sided weakness, a left-sided stroke. It's the contralateral side. Ipsilateral is same side. Contra is opposite. So what do we do? Well, a lot of times we'll start aspirin, tissue plasminogen activator, TPA. We'll try to break up the clot, assuming it's a clot. Hemorrhagic stroke, we need to stop the bleed. We need to improve flow to the brain. Sometimes we have to control the bleed by clogging the aneurysm with techniques like coiling, which is called endovascular embolization. The most important thing is we need you guys to recognize when a stroke is happening. Now, the American Stroke Association uses the acronym FAST. F for facial drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, T for time to call 911. And the sooner a stroke victim receives their medical attention, the better. So which of us are at risk for stroke? Well, any of us who have high blood pressure, any of us who have had a family history of stroke, any of us who have had diabetes, cardiovascular disease. If you've had cardiac issues, then there's a chance that you're going to be at risk for, you know, a stroke. If you have an abnormal heart rhythm like atrial fibrillation, if you smoke, and there's been some talk about vaping as well, there's also been some talk about marijuana smoking, obesity, other drugs like cocaine, methamphetamine, if you're inactive, if you have a clotting disorder, if you have sleep apnea, if you're over 55, you're at a higher risk for stroke. If you're African American, you're at a higher risk of stroke than Caucasian or Hispanic. And if you're a man, men are more affected than women, but women still get strokes. So you need to avoid drinking. You need to avoid drugs. You need to avoid tobacco products, including marijuana. You need to control your blood pressure, sugar, cholesterol. And if you do have any risk factors, you've got to see a medical provider. It's frustrating. We just don't want to think that, you know, things like that happen to us. And unfortunately, we do. And, you know, seeing a childhood act, you know, seeing an actor from, you know, my childhood go through that, it's kind of heartbreaking. I mean, he's only 52. That's young. But again, we don't know why. We don't know what his risk factors were. He looks like he's in pretty good shape. Pretty handsome guy, you know. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know what the heck is going on here. Southern California, we're seeing, you know, you always see this throughout the country, where there'll be these little clusters of racism or anti-Semitism that surface. And apparently, a Southern California community is now kind of rocked by social media images of teenagers apparently giving the Nazi salute while gathered around red plastic cups arranged in the shape of a swastika. Newport Mesa Unified School District pledged to cooperate with law enforcement in trying to identify any of its students. This is ridiculous. Who might have been in the offending picture. and were drinking underage. The images appeared on social media over the weekend. This is according to school spokeswoman Adriana Angulo. Now, all the faces, you see girls and guys. All right? I mean, they didn't even... Somebody took a picture, and it almost looks like they kind of were like, yeah, we're all posing for this picture. I don't even think they realized the ramifications of what they did. And they have red cups in the shape of a swastika. And they're all doing the swastika salute. These were students from Newport Mesa Unified, school district. So, according to the school district, they say we were recently made aware of social media postings involving some students who created inappropriate anti-Semitic symbols and possible underage drinking. While these actions did not occur on any school campus or school function, we condemn all acts of anti-Semitism and hate in all their forms. She added, we continue to gather information regarding the conduct of these students and work with law enforcement. Costa Mesa Mayor Katrina Foley, in a statement Monday, said, while we take seriously and object to this hateful activity, I discourage vilification of these teens. She says, instead, we need to seriously address why teens in our community might think these types of hateful symbols are acceptable or funny and worthy of selfies. I was simply devastated to see that. That's according to Charlene Metoyer from the Orange County Register. As a school board, we're not only concerned by the underage drinking, but also the mental health of the students who participate in this horrendous act and all their fellow students who will be affected by it. This is appalling, not only to our Jewish student community, but to all of us who care about human rights. Now, of course, the Anti-Defamation League and the Council on American Islamic Relations both condemn the Nazi imagery. So, according to ADL, they say actions which are considered jokes, hate, and bigotry become normalized. Then we open the door for escalating acts of bias. And then Hussam Ailouche, executive director of CAIR's Los Angeles branch, said the youngsters in these photos probably learned the behavior from their parents. He said, we stand in solidarity with the Jewish community and all other targeted minorities and against the actions of bigots who violate our nation's longstanding principles of religious tolerance and inclusion. These young adults are expressing hatred that has been handed down from an older generation. The current trend of normalizing hate speech has emboldened bigots in their speech. Okay. So, all right. First of all, and I'm Jewish, all right, so I could say this. Seeing the swastika is just really, it's like a stab in the heart, especially when you lost most of your family in the Holocaust. So, even though I'm, you know, a generation past having, you know, parents and having, you know, grandparents who had to escape, and, you know, my only grandparents that were able to escape and live were the ones that were able to, you know, make my dad and then me. It's not anything I could look at all. However, what I have, not that this is a however, but one thing that was brought up by one of the people involved, and she's being criticized for it, but I understand what they're saying. You do have a lot of kids out there right now that are just plain stupid. And so you have a bunch of idiots making imagery with the cups. And they decide to make fun of, let's say, right, Hitler, and they're like, oh, everybody else, let's all, you know, whatever. And the kids that are drunk are going to raise their hand like everybody else and go, I mean, are these kids real, real Nazis? Was this a real pledge to the commitment, you know, of perpetuating the Nazi regime? Or was it a bunch of kids going, you know, oh, look what we can make out of all these cups. We can make all these shapes and do stupid stuff. And so I don't condone any, again, I mean, I'm Jewish. I can't look at a swastika without vomiting. I don't condone any of this. But I am seeing time and time again, kids do stupid. Real stupid. And I've caught people, like for example, there'd be a boss walking down the hall that would just like say something. And you would see people, you know, do the salute and the heel click, right, as a joke making fun of Hitler. Somebody catches that, you're screwed. It looks like you are, you know, adorning a Nazi regime. And I'm afraid that we have this age of kids that have no flipping clue how much trouble they're going to get themselves into because they're stupid. I mean, it's just, they're being stupid. We have to make a big deal about it. We have to make a deal about it. And people have to know that this is by no means ever okay. But I think kids need some major guidance. If this was some random party and people were screwing around with the cups and they decided to make phallic shapes, racist shapes, stupid shapes, play around and joke, a picture of that will ruin you for life. And you have to prove you're not a racist. You have to prove you're not an anti-Semite. Right now, we are all guilty until we're proven innocent of anything. If we have to explain anything, I hear this from parents, and I've seen this with kids. In Spanish, the colors, red is rojo, pink is rosado, you have café, moreno, azul for blue, verde for green, and for black, negro. And you pronounce a negro. A-E sounds like A. Well, what if the kid uses the long E? Now, it's a racist term. Some of these kids, they don't know. They're practicing their Spanish. They don't know. Context is really, really important. And we don't really have a lot of guidance. We don't really know what we're doing. We just decided right now to outlaw everything. And, which is obvious. But you have a lot of things on the cusp that people just don't know. Jokes. You hear a comedian. They say jokes. You watch a movie. You go to work and talk about the movie. You're in trouble. You sing a rap song, you could be in a lot of trouble. And you're just singing the lyrics to a rap song. Now, most common radio stations won't allow certain words. But people don't listen to their music a lot of times on regular radio. They'll get an album. And like they'll be in a song of the B word for a girl. Meghan Trainor, I think in one of her songs when she was talking about, skinny witches, what with the B word. That word's going to be one of those outlawed words. So I don't know how to train the younger generation on how not to be stupid. And something like this, do I really think they're Nazis? I don't know who they are. I'm not inclined to think they're Nazis. I think they're dumb. I think they're insensitive. And I think they need one hell of an education on this. But if this was some random party and people did stupid, these students need to know that, wow, and other students need to see somebody is always taking a picture of you. Somebody is always watching. I talked about that with, Christmas office parties. You start to flirt with somebody. You think nobody's going to notice. No, people are going to notice. And they're going to be videotaping you flirting with somebody. You're always on camera, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a resolution that will condemn hate speech. This all stems back to comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who's saying the comments she made were not intended to be anti-Semitic. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says something's going on here.
Clearly, there's a narrative being pushed that we're all controlled by Jewish money. That's one of the oldest slams against the Jewish people since time began, that Follow the Benjamins is a stereotype of Jewish influence of the media. And
former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is suing the Trump Organization in New York Supreme Court for just under $2 million in legal fees and costs. President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is set to be sentenced in a Northern Virginia federal court on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say if you have tooth decay, we know that if you have bad teeth, all right, they could do a lot of damage, even the heart. But did you know it can affect colon cancer? They say tooth decay may make colon cancer more aggressive. They say the findings add to the growing swell of research. I like that, growing swell of research, that show oral health may be linked to much, much more than just bad breath. In the last few years, research has shown dental plaque is linked to heart health, neurological disorders, tumor growth. But now Dr. Yiping Heng Han, a pioneer in, I guess, this emerging field of, you know, this sort of medicine, has found another connection where if you have GI cancer or bowel cancer, it's going to be harder to treat. And Dr. Han is from Columbia University's College of Dental Medicine. And the finding, they think, may help us differentiate why some people's colon cancer is slow and some just tears right through them. So they say we might have to focus on the tumor's mutations. And they say mutations are just part of the study. But you can't just, I guess, characterize a tumor based on that. There's a chance that in addition to tumor mutations, you have environmental instigators. And these instigators could be your microbes. So what the research team did is they looked at F. nucleatum. So F. nucleatum is a common oral bacteria that's been implicated in tooth decay. And they found that that accelerates the growth of colon cancer. And they found that a third of colorectal cancers are associated with this common mouth bacteria. And the cases that are the most aggressive. So Dr. Han's research team discovered that what the bacteria does is it makes a molecule called the FADA adhesin, F-A-D-A, FADA adhesin, triggering a signaling pathway in colon cells. And this has been implicated in several cancers. They also found that FADA adhesin only stimulates the growth of cancerous cells, but it will not stimulate healthy cells. So he says we need to find out why F. nucleatum only seems to interact with the cancerous cells. And the researchers found in cell cultures that non-cancerous colon cells don't have this certain protein called annexin A1. Annexin A1 stimulates cancer growth. Then what they did is they confirmed both in vitro in the lab and then in vivo later in mice inside something living that if you disabled the annexin A1, it prevented F. nucleatum from binding to the cancer cells, so the cells started to grow slower. They were going to grow, but they weren't going to now grow fast. They say the researchers also discovered that F. nucleatum increases production of this annexin A1, attracting more of the bacteria. So there's a little feedback loop. It makes the annexin A1. The annexin A1 stimulates cancer growth. Then more bacteria make more annexin A1. As you got this feedback loop where it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And remember, cancer is this feedback loop that keeps going again and again and again and growing and growing and multiplying and multiplying. So this might be one explanation. They say we propose a two-hit model where genetic mutations are the first hit, but then the F. nucleatum serves as the second hit, accelerating the cancer signaling pathway and speeding the tumor growth. So then the researchers looked at, they were busy. By the way, this is an expensive research study for this stuff. Then they looked at RNA sequencing data available through the National Center for Biotech Information of 466 patients with primary colon cancer. And their findings were published online in the journal EMBO Reports and showed that patients with increased annexin A1 expression had a worse prognosis, regardless of the cancer grade, the stage, age, or sex. So, staging a cancer may not be comprehensive enough. You may have to find if it's got this annexin A1. So now what are they doing? Well, they want to see if then they could use that as a biomarker. If we could find out if you have that, then we could tell if your cancer is more aggressive or not. And then maybe they could target it so they could slow down the cancer. So this is interesting. This is a huge step because, you know, when we don't take care of a part of our body, we think that, okay, well, it's just that part of the body. Your mouth is the biggest orifice of the body. And it's probably the farthest away from the anus. Yet, look at how closely related they could be. Kind of scary stuff. Now, I'm sure your question is, well, how does the mouth bacteria get down there? It Trust me, you swallow it. Okay, you swallow it. It'll get, trust me, whatever's in the mouth eventually gets through the gut. So, you know, saying, well, I got my colonoscopy, I'm good. You know, I don't have it in the family, I'm good. Gene mutations may make somebody have an aggressive colon cancer just as much as somebody who has it in the family. You know, when we had a disease in our family, usually we couldn't say it was hereditary because, you know, most of the family before that family member had died of something else. So when we have a bunch of family killed in the Holocaust, and then now you have somebody with colon cancer, we're like, was it genetic or was it, you know, because of mutations? We don't know. So scary, scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. 30,000 pounds of beef have been recalled over extraneous materials. Oh, what a waste of beef. So a beef company had to recall 30,000 pounds. That's a lot of meat. Washington Beef LLC issued the recall this weekend, saying it affects ground beef chubs. Produced, I don't know what a chub is. I'm sure I've eaten one. But it was a chub produced on December 27th, 2018, that had a user freeze-by date of January 20th, 2019. And the recall affects about 30,260 pounds of ground beef. Why? Because a consumer complained about the contamination. We don't know what material they found in it. It said extraneous material. But what does that mean? Poop? Plastic? The company said there has been no adverse reactions to the consumption of the products and that anyone with concerns should contact a healthcare provider. Well, yeah, but we would like to kind of know what the heck, you know, was on the meat. They say the FSIS is concerned that some products may be frozen in consumers' freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. And you can call Washington Beef Company. I don't know what the heck is going on now. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like we have more and more recalls. Now, maybe we also have a better complaint protocol. So maybe it's because we are able to, you know, go online, hear about things, go, well, you know what? I could tell them that I saw this. But, you know, we do have a lot of do-gooders out there. So if they're about to eat something and they see that there's some, you know, BS going on, I mean, good for them for reporting, because a lot of people wouldn't. They'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I found this. I'm embarrassed that I spent money on this. I'm going to throw it out. You know, it's kind of a little invasion of privacy when you do have to make a complaint. Although you have some people show pieces of rats or fingers or things like that in the food. The problem with the pictures is you don't know, was it planted or, you know, did they really, really find it? Usually I believe them. You know, if they find a piece of a finger. What was that case? It was about a year or two ago, where somebody at a fast food joint had cut off part of his finger, but the piece of the finger was in the person's, like, sandwich or salad or burrito. That's, like, really disgusting. And it's like, how? If I was an employer, if somebody cut their finger, I think I would, like, clean off that hole. I don't think I'd say, you know what, wrap it up, and then they'll clean up the counter. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are still missing from this latest tornado outbreak that hit the South over the weekend. It left damage in several states. 23 people killed, we're being told by weather.com. They say the search resumed Monday for victims in a vicious tornado outbreak that ripped across the South, killing 23 in Alabama. John Jones, who lived most of his life in Beauregard, which is a southern Alabama community that was devastated by this EF3 tornado, says, I'm thanking God I'm among the living. So apparently the violent storms left debris across southern Alabama and Georgia, the Florida Panhandle, and into parts of South Carolina. More than 10,000 homes and businesses still had no electricity as of this morning, according to Power Outage US. It's down to about 3,000 people by about 11:30 a.m. They say much colder air is pushing into the south from the Midwest, and that starts to make conditions even worse for those without power into midweek. Parts of Alabama and Georgia are seeing temperatures in the 20s and 30s. That's going to be throughout the week. So the Lee County Sheriff's Office told local media that no fewer than 23 people were killed, and for the 50 people were hurt when the tornado roared through Beauregard. Now, that's a community of about 10,000 people, some 60 miles east of Montgomery. And that happened at about 2 p.m. on Sunday, Central Time. And Sheriff Jay Jones said at a news conference Monday morning that the number of missing people now is in the double digits. They say some of those may be people who left the area and didn't tell family members. Unfortunately, children were included in this as well in terms of the death count. So pretty striking, pretty shocking. East Alabama Medical Center in nearby Opelika, where many of the injured were taken. Apparently what they did, they canceled a lot of elective surgery so they could just focus on the injured people. And they say the National Weather Service said this twister was at least an EF3 in strength, half mile wide or more. And this was the deadliest day for tornadoes in the U.S. since May 20th, 2013. So we'll keep you guys posted. Very, very tragic. And already Alabama is declaring a state of emergency. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. They say there's up to 1,700 bird and animal species that they think are going to be going extinct in the next 50 years due to human activity. We talked a little bit about this last week, but we have a little bit more news now on this. They say as humans continue to expand our use of land around the globe, wildlife could lose so much habitat that it could drive numerous species to extinction. By the year 2070, researchers have forecast that up to 1,700 species of amphibians, birds, and mammals will be threatened due to being driven from their homes. Because as you build, they have to move fishing. And like frog, move. Bug, move. Spider, move. And they have to move. So ecologists at Yale examined how land use changes will impact future biodiversity, which is like the plant and animal life around a particular habitat. And they examined different scenarios based on population growth, economic changes of global society, increased land use. And they compared the most likely areas for human expansion to regions 19,400 species call homes. And they looked at those, you know, areas, and they found that 886 amphibians, 436 birds, and 376 species of mammals would lose so much of their natural habitat that they would be at a much higher risk of extinction. So these are species living in Central and East Africa, Mesoamerica, South America, Southeast Asia, going to suffer the greatest loss. It's fascinating how they do that. I was at a zoo. Was it not a zoo? It was at a, I think it was in New Orleans. I forget. It was some science museum where they took a square foot of land, and they just, it's like a big block of earth, a foot in each direction, and then they pulled out all the bugs and the species and stuff they saw, and then they put, it's called cube or something like that, I forget, and then they put where this was, and so they went across, I guess, the United States or around the world or whatever, and you got to see the different species and the way the different bugs looked in different parts of the world based on one cube of land. Not really that hard to do, because what you do is you take two cubes, okay? You put one cube in a container so everybody could see it, right, in a nice, you know, platform, little box. And then the other one you break apart, and any bug you see, you pull to the side. Any plant you see, you pull to the side. Any fungus or microbe, you pull to the side. And then you study that. You look at it under a microscope. You name it. And then you make a list. And then you put a pretty poster. brilliant idea. And for me, you know, in science, I thought it was fantastic. But it also shows you that what you think is the grass that you step on, and most of us have feet big enough to cover that whole cube, or the ground you dig into, you start to then realize there's a whole world in that big block of dirt. And so, you know, I get it. I get it. They say the study shows that under a middle-of-the-road scenario, moderate changes, 1,700 species could possibly be extinct over the next 50 years. Some of us are going to be around in 50 years. Some of us will be. Not sure if, you know, Medicare and Social Security will be around, but some of us may be around in 50 years. The findings suggest that they're going to lose roughly 30 to 50% of their present habitat ranges by the year 2070. Let's go back to that. What do you think the world's going to look like in 50 years? What do you think cars are going to be? I mean, how much more technology can we do? I mean, we already can do a lot. You know, one thing people say is, well, you're going to be able to speak any language because of Google Translate. Well, they already kind of have that. I think they have like these earbuds where you could stick it in your ear, and if somebody is speaking to you, it translates and tells you in the language that you want. I think they already have those out there. So our phones are already fantastic. You could, you know, FaceTime somebody in China already in the year 2019. You know, with self-driving cars we already have, nobody wants them. Flying cars, I don't think anybody wants. You know, you're up in a, you know, skyscraper, you're on, what, the 17th floor, and there's a car that can look right into your window. I don't think we don't want cars crashing into our building. So I don't think we're going to have flying cars in 50 years. I don't think we want it. I know, I'm thinking back to Back to the Future 2. What else did they have? What they thought the world would be like in 2015. They thought the Cubs would win the World Series. They won the next year, I believe, 2016. I have to double check. But I don't know if what the world's going to look like. I think football may not exist. I'd hate to see that, or it's not going to exist the way we think football is. I think we're going to have a lot of sports in the Olympics that are kind of like the baton and the wavy ribbons and the things like that. So I don't think I think it's going to be a lot of, you know, more you know, not so exciting Olympics. I think movies are just going to be too hyperstimulatory. It's just going to be like boom, 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 boom. You know, all you see are flashing lights and whatever. I think kids are going to be very naive and green, just kind of very soft and bubbled and, you know, not, you know, kind of tan and burly from working outside. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff inside. They're going to do so. They're going to be basically born. They're going to be basically raised indoors and not outside. I think the people are going to be taller. I think as humans, we're going to be taller. We're going to be bigger. And I think poop is going to change. I think our stool is going to change. I'm not sure how. I got to write an article on that. You'll see. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.